This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. The Taliban condemned the United States Wednesday for what it described as plain interference in Afghanistan by offering to resettle Afghan civilians. Affiliations to international forces that could be targeted by the insurgent group. Washington announced the program that offers thousands of Afghan interpreters and translators, along with their families, a chance to relocate as refugees here in the U.S. U.S. and NATO allies are just weeks away from winding down their military mission in the war-torn southeastern Asia after 20 years. The troop withdrawal, however, has led to a record escalation in insurgent violence as the Taliban has overrun dozens of government-held districts. Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations sent a letter to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres this week saying 40 bodies had been found in July in northwestern Myanmar. The junta has denied the massacre in the township of Kanai. While news agencies have not been able to independently verify the reports due to the mobile networks being cut in the region, Myanmar has been in turmoil since the army ousted the civilian leadership on February 1st, launching a crackdown on dissent that has killed hundreds of people. Australia's most populous state on Thursday reported its worst day of locally transmitted COVID-19 cases of the pandemic, with a record 262 new infections and 5 deaths. The Premier of New South Wales said 4 of the victims had not been vaccinated and the 5th received a single dose of AstraZeneca in May. As case numbers in the state continue to surge, New South Wales health officer issuing a plea to residents to book an appointment to receive their vaccine. By remote, this is VOA News. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tymanovskaya, who feared for her life and safety at home after criticizing her coaches on social media, flew into Warsaw Wednesday night on a humanitarian visa after leaving the Tokyo Olympics, according to a Polish diplomat. It's not clear what's next for the 24-year-old, either in her sporting life or personal one. The International Olympic Committee is investigating what led to her being removed from the Belarus team. Her husband fled Belarus shortly after his wife said she would not be returning, and Poland has also offered him a visa. Amnesty International on Thursday accused Nigerian security forces of using excessive force and killing at least 115 people in a crackdown on separatist agitators in the country's restive southeast. Violence has flared in Nigeria's southeastern states this year, claiming the lives of at least 127 police officers or some members of the security forces. Some 20 police stations and election commission offices have been attacked, according to local media. California's largest wildfire continuing to grow, while thousands of firefighters prepared for a tougher fight as dangerous weather returns. Red flag warning issued through Thursday because of hot, bone-dry conditions with winds topping 40 miles per hour that could drive flames through the timber and brush, especially along the northern and northeastern side of the vast Dixie Fire. Firefighters were able to save homes and whole large stretches of the blaze. More than 20,000 firefighters and support personnel were battling 97 active fires covering 13 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. An overloaded van carrying 29 migrants crashed Wednesday on a remote highway in the U.S. state of Texas, killing at least 10 people, killing the driver as well, and injuring 20 others, according to police. They say the driver lost control of the top-heavy van. An investigation underway into the identities of the victims. A surge in migrants crossing the border illegally has brought about an uptick in the number of crashes involving vehicles jammed with migrants who pay large amounts to be smuggled into the country. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.